Log Talk Radio.
These actions don't stick, babe, 'cause my words got away. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love the destination we'll ride to. This could be so simple. You got me, I got you. Lord, your heart needs, I'll feed you. Anything broken I can mend. I'm gonna prove to you how real men cut through any damage that was there. Love's a healer, I swear. I'ma make sure that I will stay. Oh,
you know.
You've got the love that I want.
That's right.
The love that I need.
What is born is but a baby.
yesterday. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off, cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, on remote location, I don't want to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a psycho. They won't tell, cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Looking at you cry, go crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you expel what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need ya. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP, and this is the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, diva?
Hey, diva, I'm good. How are you?
I am. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw? Diva, you got yours on because I got mine on.
Absolutely, always.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press that one. Come participate. We love you too. Now, Diva, what do you think of
yes.
the topic tonight? The color of love.
You know,
that just ran
yeah,
through
me. Yeah, I thought it was
Go
sweet. It's sweet. It's really sweet. And it's happy. It's a happy topic to me. I didn't write too much, but I just thought it was sweet and it's happy. And I just love, I want to hear everybody's opinion tonight. Because I'm just going to lay back and close my eyes and see those colors that they're talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I asked for a topic and it was given to me, it just, like, it hit me. I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is really nice.
Yeah.
You know, credit to our first caller. this is beautiful. I was trying and trying and trying to write some to get the colors of the rainbow in there, and it ain't as easy as I thought. I can write about love all day long, every day, you know, because I love love. But to add the colors and specific ones, man, now that was just a little challenge to me. And I didn't get a long one either, but it is a piece nonetheless. I don't think it's any standards as far as writing poetry. You just write what comes from inside, you know. And it's all good, though, you know. But I am interested, and I'm sure everybody else is interested in hearing what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight.
Not sure about delicious.
I was always delicious on this show.
All right. This piece is untitled, but you'll understand why, because I just couldn't do it.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
When I'm in love, my color is blue, royal blue when you hold me. Happiness flows through my heart, midnight blue when we make love, so turbulent, wild as a storm. Then as we part, it's navy blue, because I feel you take a part of me each time you leave, and I try my best not to grieve. It's electric blue when we touch, feeling that sensation, that jolt when we're together. Island blue when we're all alone, the world disappears, and I'm at peace. When you tell me you love me, all of the hues of blue swirl in my head. When I ask, take me in your arms, kiss me deeply. And smile and say, you heard what I said. And that's that piece.
Smile and say, you heard what I said. Yeah. I like that. I do. Because you know what? It was romantic. It was sweet. It was it was for me. That very last line was sensual, because I like to be talked to a certain kind of way in a certain environment. So it was sensual and a little bit erotic for me, you know. But I love that scene. Like you know, you just pump them out so easy sometimes. I'll be like,
nothing easy about that.
That's all right. It's all right. It was good, though. It was delicious. I liked it a lot. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Well, Viva, it is now your turn to tell us what's your color.
Okay. All right. Y'all, be patient with me, because there's a word in here I might not be able to pronounce. But I'm going to give it a try. And this is called The Color of Us. It is said love is blind. Thank you. It is also said red is the favorite color to man's heart that is colorblind. Well, I say the color of love is a rainbow of color and all its hues, because the color spectrum love does possess. But when it comes to us, the color of love looks like, if I could grab the moon, I would put it in your hands to hold every night, just so you'd never know darkness on your side of the world. Like ever blooms of joy when he tickles me pink, or meadows of lush green where ideas of life is blooming because he makes me think. And like the golden yellow of sunshine he puts in my face. But sometimes in shades of gray, like somber skies on the bitter cold of a winter's day, the calming blue in a cloud sprinkled sky. or The Passion of Purple, when love is fueled by lustful, aggressive highs. But the rich orange shade, like the paint of your words, uplift the queen in me, making me feel like royalty. All that we are is the color of love. Even Mother Nature, at her best, in all her pulchritudeness, couldn't match the color of us. And that's that piece.
Yeah. Wow. I think you covered it all.
Okay.
Yeah, the color of a rainbow. And I'm sure everybody's either going to have one color, two, three, or the whole rainbow by tonight's end. That was very, very romantic, Diva. I loved it.
Thank you. Well, Diva, give me 1 second. I'm putting some address in because, you know, you got all kinds of free radicals and allergens and you name it in the air. They ain't attacking us. You know, it's always getting us some kind of way. So, now, are you ready for this first caller come in? Work some magic. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open up this first mic to Poetic. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing. I have a little allergy attack, but I'm doing good right now. You know?
Oh, that's what it was. Allergy attack. You wasn't tearing up just because I was coming first? Oh, man. I got to try. I was grabbing my
water. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Absolutely. Some people got those beautiful people.
Come on, Don. Yeah, you had me in your piece. Come on, what can I say? You had me all in your piece. I heard it. And I know I went, you said meadows, and I was like, yes.
Okay, maybe I thought about you just a little bit when I wrote that word. Okay, just a little bit.
All right, I love it.
Some people got egos the side of a mountain.
Beautiful pieces.
Thank you. Oh, man. And this is a beautiful topic. Thank you for it. I appreciate it. I really do. It's right up my alley.
It's Love Zone. I didn't want to go left because, you know, y'all be side-eyeing me when I go left. So, maybe next week. We'll see how it goes.
Week after next, that's right, because next week we got a topic.
It depends.
Week after next,
how she feeling? She might hiss. Gets a tickle in her throat, but you know what, Diva? I don't think I want to do that.
But you know what? I appreciate all the topics that you have given us. I really, really do. Some of them push our pen, and it helps. Creative side. So it's all appreciated. It's all good.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure. When I can assist, it's my pleasure.
All right. So let me ask you anyway. What do you think the color of love is?
The color of love can be so many different colors at once, all at the same time. And then it can change depending on your mood and how you feel about love. Because on the one hand, on the one hand, if you break down the color spectrum and what the colors mean, you know, when you think about red, you think about passion and love and, you know, but the other side of red is just rage and anger and you know, so, you know, love can have that effect on somebody. Hey, I can be so passionately in love and all of that good stuff, but then in that very next moment, I could be hateful and spiteful about love and angry about it all at the same time. So to me, the color of love, it can be a multitude of colors all at once. You never want to put love into a particular color. You know, you don't want to box it in, because if we buy a box of crayons, it's all kinds of colors. I ain't never seen a box of crayons with the same colors yet.
Right. Absolutely. You're right about that. Like I said, you know, every color in the spectrum gives love in it, and everybody sees it differently. So I agree.
You know, you mentioned one color in your piece. No one really truly thinks about love when they think it's color, and that's the color purple. They always think about the majestic royalty of it, you know, magenta, purple, you know. It's never really thought of when you talk about love. And I think we're going to explore that sometime soon with the color purple. So.
Sounds like something familiar. But yeah. Color can stand for passion as well as red.
Yes.
But you're right. A lot of people don't think about that because they're so used to red just being associated with love, period. Red roses.
Right.
You know, anger is passionate. People see red.
And you know, it's amazing that every one of the different color of roses has a meaning. I don't know if anyone's ever had the time to come out to see.
Yes, they do.
They have this beautiful individual color, and it's just like, oh, it's so beautiful. So.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for that. Now, we are very, very ready for you to give us what you brought. Delicious for us to listen to tonight. Because I know you brought something. I know you did.
Always fresh ink for the love zone. Always.
Oh, I'm lucky. You heard that, Diva? Always fresh ink. I feel special. Always, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called Green with Envy. The color of love for me looks like green with envy, because I have never in my life been so jealous of something I've never been able to truly grasp and feel like it's frivolous. To keep searching for something that's supposed to be and feel so good, yet when obtained it always hurts so bad, and it's so rude. So rude of love to keep catfishing me and lying to me. For once, I have this different color of love, which used to always be red, filled with passion, but instead it's so green, and not because of prosperity, more of insanity, to keep trying it over and over again, searching for the one true love when love has been this green goblin-like enemy, laughing in my face, throwing bombs behind my back. See, I try not to be eco-friendly, and for them mean green streets of envy just keep calling me back. Hold on, I'm having a panic attack, because love just keeps winning, but not with me, as my hope is ending. Now all I can do is be green with envy, because my jealousy has turned into rage, and maybe one day my color of love will change from green back to red as I grow with age. And that's that piece.
Now, I love that piece.
Go ahead, Diva.
I love that piece. I just love it. I love it. I think lately the last lines have been really like life to me. You understand what I'm saying? So when that day finally comes, the color will change. And that's what happens with, you know, patterns will change. Everything is rearranged, and hopefully it'll go in the right place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Go ahead. I'm so jealous of it. I'm so jealous of it, though. Like, I was explaining to somebody how other people make it look so good and just feel so good. And I just be sitting there looking at them like, ugh, y'all make me sick.
I know exactly what you mean.
I like my cousin. just like my cousin. She be player hating from the sidelines. She be looking at people on Valentine's Day like, whoever's with somebody on Valentine's Day, I hope your weave gets caught in the ceiling fan. Don't be jealous of it. I you know what? I sit back and I look at people. I'm silly. I smile at people. And I'm like, one day, one of these days, you know. Because honestly, I never I've had a crappy relationship. Really, really crappy relationship. Not that I don't love, because I love hard, but I have had some of the worst relationships where it was a facade on their part. And I didn't find out until later on how it was just the fact that I did what I did is why they stayed around. It wasn't because they actually had genuine love for me, you know. And I'm triggered. I get it.
Absolutely.
I was going to get off into something else, but that was a beautiful piece. It was what I call beautifully melancholy, you know, because the end line, like you said, Diva, that's where life is at, and that very last line, you know, that just sums up the whole piece right there. You know, That was awesome. So
thank you so much.
Poetic. Now, the red button is blinking on my phone here. You know that special phone I got for a certain employee on the other side. What I'm going to do, I'm going to just let you go on over there and you know, do what y'all do. And I'll bring you back a little bit later. I'll bring you back a little bit later.
yeah, please do. I need to go greet someone.
Oh, girl, he coming. Mm-hmm. All right, please go on over there. We'll talk
Thanks.
Later. One love, one mic.
Yeah. One love, one mic.
Girl, oh, I'm having a hot flash. Lord, have mercy. Okay, are we ready for this next caller? Open up this microphone. All right, we're going to open it to C-34 Music. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight, C-Double?
Hey. You know, first off, Happy New Year to both of you, because I believe this is the first one on Epiphany that I've been on this year. Secondly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Secondly, Poetic. The idea that you had, if you would have had that idea tomorrow night, because I know what you were doing there. You put it on the Love Zone. You said, what is the color of love? Now, if you would have put it on tomorrow, it would have been one of those nights you feel like getting down with a Caribbean queen suddenly.
Wow.
I know what you were doing. I know what you were doing. Wow.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. I like that. You got an excellent play on words, and you blend so easily. I wish I could write like that, but I'll be scratching my head trying to put together lines from songs and TV shows and stuff. I can't do it like that. You know? And I think it's a dope skill that you have to be able to do that.
Well, thank you very.
That was pretty awesome.
Thank you very much on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
A little birdie told me that you weren't feeling well, but you sound like you're back in action. So I'm glad that you are, because yes,
I sounded like Barry White drowning. That's what I sounded like. Barry White drowning in some ripple.
Ooh.
That's what I sounded like.
Ripple. He said ripple.
Yes, I said I went old school. I went ripple. Wild Irish Rose, Thunderbird, whatever
Ooh.
You want to call it back then. I was that.
Ooh, you can keep them last two. I deal with the ripple. That Wild Irish Rose and that Thunderbird. Ooh, child, that's enough to start a car. Ooh.
Yep, it was. And it did.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you're doing much better. You know, it's too easy for our immune system to get attacked these days because of this crap in the air and people being careless about the germs that they are carrying, you know.
I'm always grateful.
No, you ain't got to go to a football game. Go to the hospital. You get all the sickness you want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Diva, you want to ask C-Double's question? Did my Diva's call drop? No, she's still here, Diva. You muted?
No, I'm here. I'm here. C-Double.
Okay.
What does the color of love look like to you?
This is going to be a complex answer, but I'm going to answer it like this. It's black and it's white. And I know people are going to think race. No, I'm not going there. I'm saying if we all exist as love, man and woman exist as love, when you turn off the lights, you're not looking for color. You're looking for love, which you are when you walk into the light. You're not looking for color. You're looking for love, which you are. So my answer is colorless, black and white.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
I can work with that, definitely. Thank you for that.
I can't get it.
Now, C-Double, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something for us.
I brought something for you, and I hope you can deal with it.
I'll try. And the mic is yours.
This piece is called Love is Just a Touch Away. Here I am in your vicinity, ready to get busy with you. I'm committed to remain intimate. My position is unlimited, so please. Don't imprison yourself. Come get with this. My love is at your fingertips. So clap your hands just a little bit louder. This moment's all about you. Make all the sounds you want. Welcome to my jungle. I'm here to make a connection. I want to reach out and touch you. I won't corrupt you. I won't give you a concussion. I won't cause your electricity to malfunction. Anything negative is not up for discussion. Come here and don't start fronting. Just let me love you. Let's levitate above ground. This is your opportunity to do me. Are you prepared to lose sleep? Come on. Let's win this marathon in this precious marriage bond. Make each other's cherry pop. Explore explosions nonstop. That's that piece.
I don't know which line to grab. You put so many in it. You know what? You do this to us every time. I loved it, though. Man, how do you do that and make it into one whole piece like that? I mean, it's... Let me ask you a personal question. Your pieces, on an average, how long does it usually take you to write a piece when you are combining all those lines from different songs and different shows and stuff, all those different quotes and stuff? How long does it usually take you to write a piece?
There's this line by Keith Murray, you know, the most beautiful singer in the world. He says, mm-hmm. you want a hit, give me an hour plus a pen and a pad. That's basically how long it really takes. No more than an hour.
Okay. Stop. That's a stop. Wow.
But, you know.
I want to thank you.
You know.
Go ahead.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a feeling something here is about to change. Love is just a touch away.
Yes. You can see you going to have me singing now. Song in my head. I love it. I really, really do. I love it. Diva.
Yeah, you see what I did there.
Yeah.
I saw what you did.
Come get the this. All right now.
Yes.
I love it. I really like the connotations and everything. But I just love it. Just a touch of it. Yep.
Yes.
My favorite.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge with Poetic and my mixologist, Kalinda. She does have a tendency to stay kind of close to, she stays a little close to Poetic. Their conversations must be off the Richter scale with interest. What'll happen when you go in there, she'll notice you coming right away, and she stays on the ball with her job, okay? And any drink that you want, she got you. She know, there isn't a drink in this world that she doesn't know how to make. So you going over there.
She knows my drink.
Know.
She knows my drink.
I'm
my
sure
drink is peppermint schnapps.
Okay.
And you keep my breath fresh while I get tipsy. That's how that goes.
Oh. Well, that's a pleasant combination. All right. All right, C-Double, thank you so much for coming through.
She's going to have me looking, she's going to have me looking like Busy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. Eyes all closed.
Oh, Lord.
Stuff, but, you know, I'll be fine.
Not the little eyes.
I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell everybody.
Oh, God.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Diva, before we open up this next mic, can you do a station identification break for us real quick?
Absolutely, I can.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sunday, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Epiphany Radio, and you are in the love zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and participate. We love you, too. All right, Diva, let's open up this next microphone to Sir Lawrence. Welcome to the love zone, Sir Lawrence. How are you?
Better than ever. Pleasure, ladies. What's going on?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. It's great to hear from you. Hey. Wow.
Yeah. I be moving around, and then, you know, sometime I have to remember. I said, oh, that's right, today's Wednesday. And then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I want to ask you, what do you think the color of love is?
Well, actually, what you have to do to be in love, I think it's the full spectrum, you know what I mean? And because you can't just you know, being in love is probably one of the hardest things you can ever do in life, I think. And I also think truly it only happens, true love only happens once. The rest of it, you're just basically moving off of what you've learned and experienced, and now you're moving on purpose with a purpose.
Okay. Okay. I kind of agree with that because I feel like, you know, all the other times where you felt as though you were in love and they didn't work out, I think you were just, they were learning experiences to help you find out what you don't want until you do get to that ultimate one, that perfect one for you. So I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, okay. I mean, because how many arrows does Cupid need to shoot at you, really, honestly?
One.
I mean, he's got other.
He really doesn't need to shoot any. Honestly.
Yeah, he can't use a bottle of arrows on you just because you running around here trying to act like you're in love again.
Right, right. I know some people that claim they're in love every other month. Oh, I'm in love with this. I'm in love with that. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Claim is the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why they fail. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I have love for a lot of people, but to actually say I'm in love, no, it's only one that you can be in love with. I don't believe in that. You can be in love with. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can love deeply, but to be in love, that's a whole different animal, you know. And we love many people throughout our lifetime, but there's only one that sets our soul aflame, you know. So
and
thank you for that.
And that's the other part of that, because, I mean, if you truly loved all the time, why do you toss the word around on everything else?
So loosely, absolutely, absolutely. Well, people do toss it around very, very loosely, you know,
loosely.
Almost as much as they toss the word, it's my friend, this is my friend. You really know what it is
right.
to be a true friend, you know what I mean? Simple. Not everybody is your friend, okay?
No.
And trust me, I ain't a friend to everybody, okay? I'm friendly.
Right.
But I ain't a friend to everybody. Okay, there is a difference.
Right.
So, that's what's up. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Right.
Now, what did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Well, I did, and it's some fresh ink. It's not necessarily talking about colors like that, but I think it's still within the parameters.
That's all right. That's all right. It's how you see it, how you perceive the color of love. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
It's you that I need. The lingering of your scent. In an almost passionate way, nudges me out of a sound sleep. The banks of my memory start to overflow. Climbing in behind your eyes to experience the trueness inside you. My teeth to feel your skin. Releasing that low, slow motion coming from your insides out. My nose continues to breathe you in. Sitting across from you doing this heat transfer thing, taking the time to set in place the shields that will stop the invasions. Agreeing there's plenty to do here. We are the equation. Sir Lawrence.
Wow. We are the invasion. I like that. I like that a lot. Diva, you are so right. These last lines are life. Man, you want to say something about one particular line or two, but then that very last line, it draws you away from everything, yet it helps you to understand the whole piece. I love that, Sir Lawrence. That was a beautiful piece. Mm-hmm. And the way you read it all the time, man, your flow, your cadence, it pulls you in. It draws you in because you have just the right pauses. I mean, just everything. I love you. You know, I love to hear you read. I really do. I love you. So I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. Diva, what you think?
Yes. I knew I was right tonight. These last lines, they are. I mean, but I got a little stuck on the bite. Hello? I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
That was
so awesome.
Nipple do, huh?
Hey, maybe take notice.
Yes, that was a beautiful piece. And thank you for calling in. You know, it's always an open mic waiting here for you.
Right
on. Do what it do.
Thank you, ladies.
Put you over there in the love lounge. All right. You're welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Yes, indeed.
Oh, that was nice. That was really nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, you got a treat here. I'm going to open up this next microphone here. Kelly Connor, welcome to the Love Zone. Kelly, how are you?
Good.
Hi,
hello.
Welcome.
Hello, ladies.
Wow.
Happy to be
it's
here.
Great to hear you. Oh, we're happy to have you. I'm so glad you called in. Man.
Thank you.
Oh, we look forward to hearing your pieces. Man, I want to ask
you.
I don't know, is it my turn to ask the question, Diva, or is it your turn?
I believe it's mine.
Okay, my Diva has a question for you.
Kelly, what does the color of love look like to you?
Well, it's already said before, but I definitely feel like love is a rainbow of colors. So many different things, so many different hues, so many, you know, ups and downs, highs and lows, and, you know, just, it's hard to pinpoint just one color because there is so much involved in love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I feel like it's just, it's all colors.
Okay.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't have thought about the, putting the highs and the lows in with the color, but you are absolutely right. I like to. I might have to steal that and sneak that in my piece when I tweak it. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's awesome. Okay. Now, Kelly. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Well, I decided to focus on the optimistic, the upside of love in my piece, and it's called Love's Rainbow.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I can't just pick one. Because I feel love is many colors. Call me indecisive, but I truly believe that there are many colors of me, and I am love. You have to give to receive. A rainbow of respect, trust, and loyalty. Love is every single thing, and I say that because it doesn't have to involve anyone else except you. Sure, being in love with another feels good, too. It's the blue of bliss, the green of gratitude, the yellow of yearning. Love is many hues. It's the purple of passion, the orange of optimism, the red of rapture, all the things I'm after. It's the black of beginnings and the white of wonder. Love is hope, honesty, and affection. It's a connection of the richest, deepest, primary colors and the mix of all shades in between. Love isn't just one color. Do you see what I mean? And that's that piece.
Oh, man. That was, wow. You hit the nail on the head. You know what? Poetic and I were talking about the color purple. A lot of people don't usually associate that with love, but passion. But it is, that is a color that is associated with it. And then you used orange in it. I love that piece. Oh, my God. I can't wait to listen to the playback because I need to hear this piece again.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful. Yeah. It really, really was. Yeah. I am such a fan of your work, man. I really, really am.
Thank you. Likewise, both of you.
Diva, what you think? What you got for that?
That was beautiful. You know, you just can't put one color on it. But as you were stating the colors, I saw it exactly. Like the sun, the smile, you know, the light, the love, the red, the purple. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. And it's just something that is amazing. I close my eyes when people are reciting their pieces, and the imagery is amazing. And I really appreciate it. I love this piece.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I love pieces that give you a clear visual where, yes, like my diva said, you just sit back and close your eyes, and you're walking through the piece with the person, with every word that they're saying. I really love that. Oh, man. Thank you so much, Kelly, for calling in. And don't be a stranger. There's always an open mic waiting here for you to grab.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Much love.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was beautiful, beautiful.
Wow.
Piece. You know what? Before I open up this next microphone, I'm gonna bring Poetic back in to give us that.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Can I borrow you for a second, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Station manager. Hello.
You can. Excuse me, Clint. I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you be so kind as to spare us maybe a minute and give us the rundown for Epiphany, please?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, for the Get Down. We'll be taking a trip to Baltimore Jazz. So tune in. Friday night's going to be Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday's going to be War Council with Mojave. And then next Wednesday, we'll be right back here for another edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you so much. Well, geez, I don't know what y'all was talking about. She didn't even give you a chance to finish saying the rundown. She starts hitting the button.
Yeah, I got to go.
Well,
I got to go.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
I baby. One love, one mic.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy. All right, Diva. Let's open up this microphone. Oh, we got a treat. Oh, miss my baby, Diva. Look at us essentially young. Hey, what's
hey,
up?
Ladies.
Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey.
Happy
hey.
New Year. All that good stuff. Oh,
Happy New Year. Good to hear you.
Oh, it is great to hear you. Miss you, girl. Doing your own thing. That's what's
yeah,
up. Before we get into it, I'll wait until after you stick your piece and you can tell us what you've been up to. I want to know, what do you think the color of love is?
So I use color in a lot of my pieces. And what I was doing, I didn't get a chance to see the topic in enough time to write something new, but I was looking through some of my pieces, and what I've noticed is my pieces about love tend to lean towards warmth. So I'll use descriptions mm-hmm. like golden, I'll describe sunset. There's one piece I was looking at where I was describing like a soft white light flooding the room. I lean into warmth. The other thing that I noticed mm-hmm. is I'll use blue and a lot of my colors about mm-hmm. love, because I think for me, blue is calming and it's peaceful, but there's also mm-hmm. depth in the deeper shades of blue. And that's what I've noticed mm-hmm. over the years. All love pieces include warmth and blue. Don't know why, but that's
oh,
how I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yes, you do. And I agree, you are right. There are different shades of blue, like there are different levels of love.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
awesome. Yes. And
I dug into the archives.
Such a sister. It's a treat, nonetheless, regardless of what you bring to home.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
All right, the title of this is Artistry. Awakening, bathed in the perfect morn's glow, so warmed by this and your whispers of love. Lingering smiles from an indigo night, candlelit and sparkling with the stars. A sharing of colors I once dreamt of, emerging and arching towards the sky. A beautiful blending of essence with you, chasing shadows with touches of light. Sincerity mirrored in hazel eyes, a gift of sunrise and golden flecks, heart stilled in this breathless moment, a prelude of dreams coming true, an outlook renewed I dared not expect, nor such love from hesitance grow, yet a glimpse of colors seen from afar, instilled hope, luminous, ambient, and peaceful.
Wow.
You know, I love
good
the ending. Luminous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, luminous. Peaceful.
I never read that
I
one.
But I love it.
I love it.
I could see myself looking at the sunset. I can see myself by the waterside. I can see
yeah.
a lot of stuff. And, you know, you're one of the most visual people I know. So, that's great. I love it.
Absolutely. You know what? Whenever I listen to your pieces, I love your visuals that you give. But sometimes I will go to a place in my head where it's warm, like walking on the beach, and I can hear. Excuse me, that's my crazy cat falling.
I brought that piece. Because there was another
okay.
like where I was describing this shore on a beach.
Oh man,
yeah.
That's where I was, and you can hear the seagulls flying overhead,
mm-hmm.
and you can, if you listen closely, you can almost hear the sun as it shines down on your skin, and then you got the waves coming, the soft
mm-hmm.
waves, the gentle waves,
the
heavy waves from the tide
right.
coming in. But, you know, and you can smell that fresh air from the sea and the ocean. Oh, man, I'm there. I feel
yeah.
the wind blowing in my hair, blowing my locks.
Yeah, that's what I love capturing.
I'm
absolutely.
For a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful. Now, before we let you go, what you been busy. What's going on?
I'm in the studio just writing and recording. I have some things that's kind of in the works that I'm not supposed to talk about yet, but
okay.
I'm busy. I'm just staying busy. I got some things in the works that should be coming out soon. And then I'm just available in general for reviewing and editing and just collaboration, what I love more than anything. I love the one-on-one with other creatives, so I just have more time to do that. But I do have a couple of things in the works, so I just have to kind of pause on sharing it for now. As soon as I can,
okay.
Yeah.
We can respect that. So thank you for sharing that with us. That's what's up. Well,
yeah.
It's always a pleasure. You know, we miss you. You're still family. So that we understand, you know, you got to do your own thing. Make it do what it do. And that's what's up. And I can't wait to see the end result of what you're in there creating.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate the
space. Girl, you know, you're always welcome here. Stop playing. All right. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge with Poetic, even though you may not get his attention because he's probably
he
in
busy.
Deep conversation
he
with Kalinda. Yeah, he's busy. he better speak. Oh, I'm a fuss at him. You're gonna get him fussed out. Let me find out he ain't speak. He ain't acknowledge you. And we gonna have a one on one for real.
All right. I'm going
to double is over there. So Lawrence is over there too. So, you know, you got to pick a gentleman too. You know, I had some conversations there. All right, girl. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh,
wow.
Diva. Man, this was an awesome show. You know, it really, really was. And I truly appreciate it.
I have a
pen. Oh, that's right. I'm
and
sorry.
This is
I forgot you got a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm
I
anxious
have a
to hear it.
Yes. And it's nice. It's called Four Confessions.
Ooh, girl, the mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The sky is blue that. The sky blue that's due give more language than haiku. Love to me is Caribbean sea blue. I need to. This color to me, besides burgundy is royalty. Excuse my urgency, but I take this very personally. Comfortable and huggable, feeling not emotional. Been inside this setting before. Love is an ocean view. Cool and relaxing without bragging. It's a heart having. Moment that appears. What just happened, stars flashing. Mixture of energy observed. Please take a picture. Please yourself and I with nice drinks of elixir. Cover me with night sky energy under a moon sky. Manifest this, but make sure that it's certified. King Atterbury.
Wow, did he say Caribbean?
Yes. The Caribbean Sea Blue, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl, that is clear blue water. Oh my God, that is some of the most beautiful water you can, you know, put your feet in or just be around. Oh my God, I love that. Shout out to King Atterbury. Yeah, give you a props, man. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece. I'm glad he gave it to you to read. We didn't miss out on that.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really love that. Before we leave, I want to give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Paul Douglas. You know, without him, he wouldn't have his platform. We wouldn't have nothing. There would be no Epiphany. There would be no Love Zone. No, none of that. So give a big shout out to him. Thank you.
Yeah.
I bet you thought I forgot. I don't want to hear the end of it. I would never hear the end of it later on. You know it. You know it. So, yeah. Big thank you. Now, Diva, this was an awesome show. It really was. I enjoyed all the poetry. And I think this is one of the better one of the best topics that Poetic has given us to write to. It's a very sweet topic, like you said, you know, and it just makes you feel all warm and gets you inside like a chocolate chip cookie fresh out of the oven. I love
this
topic. Okay. All right, Diva, got any last words for this night?
I do. Everyone, thank you so much for coming in and reciting your pieces. We really appreciate each and every one of you. And you're always welcome to the Love Zone, always. So, as I usually say, take care of yourself, wear your mask. It's not over. And just keep away from people, okay? Stay away from those large crowds. We don't want to spread even more. So God bless you guys.
Thank you. Absolutely. And yes, like my diva said, you know, I want you guys to be more vigilant, be more aware of your surroundings and what's going on with yourself, health-wise. This is a major issue that we're having with everybody fighting to stay healthy and just to stay away from these germs that are invading our system. So if you're sick, if you know you're sick, please stay away from people until you heal, until you feel better, because everybody's immune system is not up to par. Okay, as we can see, you know, with what's been taking place, we have lost people because of this mess that's going on out here. You know, aside from everything else, all the trauma and stuff we go through in our everyday lives, we don't need this. And it is preventable, but you guys have to work on preventing it, okay? Preventative measures. So please. Continue to love one another, you know, and get that great relationship going with spirit, which is in deep inside of you within your heart, okay? That's the one relationship that you're going to have forever, okay? You can't get away from it. I love you guys, all right? I want to thank everybody that came through, gave us those beautiful, beautiful pieces, all right? And you and people that just called in and listened, thank you so much. And with that, everybody, I'm going to say peace.
Nobody wants to be in love alone. So I'm trying my best not to overreact. But I need to know right now, no lie, just that. So if you love me, just say so. 'Cause I can't play these games with you no more. If you love me, just say so. I need to know from you right now before I go.
Just that I can feel I'm falling deep. And I don't want to fall unless you're falling with me. I need to know. If you feel the same way that I feel.
know from you right now.